Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. Today, it's Idea Lab time. And today, I'm going to tell you why no one wants to meet you for coffee or hop on a quick call with you. Yeah, you. I'm talking right to you. But first, quick thank you to our partners.
Today's episode is presented in association with Square. Over 4 million companies, from local shops to international chains, use Square to take payments, manage staff, and do business in-store and online. For almost everything your business needs, visit square.com. Square International Limited Trading as Square is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on at the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer.
This episode is in response to the massive feedback I got from last week's episode with Charlie Butler, when I made kind of an offhand remark going, this is why I won't meet people for coffee anymore, and this is why I hate meeting people for coffee, and this is how people ask me. I'm going to give you a playbook for how to actually reach out to someone in a great way and increase your chances by, I'm going to say 80% here. I am that confident in my skills of outreach that I'm going to increase your chances by 80%. First, I'm going to give you the problem. I'm going to give you the issue that I hate and the messages that I hate getting and the messages I... This is why it resonated with people. I think last week I got so many inbounds from people going, oh, thank God you said that in the pod. Man, I am inundated with like these kind of requests. And I'm going to tell you right now the requests that people hate to get. So if you're LinkedIn DMing people, if you're emailing people, if you're messaging people on social with these kind of requests, this is why people hate getting them. I get these. I get probably 10 of these a week. And I honestly do not know what to do with them. And as a result, a lot of them don't get replied to. So here it is. Vague, non-specific requests. Hey, Gary, want to bounce something off you? Can we hop on a quick call? Hey, Gary, I need to talk to you about something. Can we meet for coffee? Oh, what am I meant to do with that? Those vague, non-specific requests. And I'll tell you why people hate getting them. Now you've given them work to do. Now they have to try figure out who you are, what you want, and if it's worth their time. So you've given them three jobs, right? Instant fix here. I'm going to tell you exactly how to instantly fix this. Be specific, be respectful, and show context. Hey, Gary, I'm reaching out to you because I listened to the pod for for the last 12 months. I've started a podcast 6 months ago. We're at episode 25. I'm really struggling with consistency, or I'm really struggling to find guests, or I've got these specific questions about how to increase my production levels. Could I have a 15-minute call with you on any of these days? Boom. Now I know what you're asking me. Now I know if I can help. And now I'm instantly 80% more likely to help you. Here's the other major no-no that people get. And I talk to entrepreneurs about this all the time. I'm mainly talking about people here that are, you're trying to network above. You're trying to go above to people who are on the next level, or people you think of kind of like you look up to, or you kind of really want to learn from. So almost like mentors. And that's mainly the people I'm kind of talking about here that you're reaching out to. Here's the other one that people hate getting. Vague questions that are kind of about a big issue. How do I start a podcast, or how do I start a business? Like, they're so big. Like, where do you even start with that? There's no real simple answer to those questions. How do I start a business? There is probably 1 million ways you can start a business. But if you're asking someone relevant, how do I start a coffee shop in Dublin with a budget of 50,000 euro? Boom. I already know 10 people I can connect you with. See the difference? And people do this thing of like, but it's only just a quick call. Can we hop on a quick call? Words that make my blood run cold. Nope. My day is fully booked to things that actually matter to me. And that is very, very, very important. So how do we fix this? I've revealed some to you already. Be super specific. Reach out to people you know that can help you. Have some context. Don't ask the easy question and ask someone to solve all your problems for you. You can find out how to start a podcast on YouTube. You can read books about how to start a business. You must have specific questions. Any encounter you're going to have with these people, there's an exchange of value there. Most people will help you. That's the key thing we need to learn here. Most people will happily help you. 80% of people are more than likely going to try help you if they can. But what they don't want is more work. They don't want you to give them, their plates are already full. The people you're reaching out to are already super busy, because you're probably reaching out to people that are successful and that you admire. They got that way by being super busy and having ruthless prioritization of what their day involves. And as you get a little bit older, time pressures become more of a thing, right? You have kids, you have a family, you have a relationship, you have a partner, you have work obligations, you have social obligations, you have things you'd rather be doing than going for essentially what is a blind date with a stranger. When you boil it down, right, these vague kind of requests people get, hey, do you want to meet for a coffee? I have something I'd love to ask you. Jesus, like, the social anxiety in me is already fired up from that. So I now got to like go into the city, you know, meet a stranger, talk to them for like 45 minutes about, I don't know what they're actually going to ask me. And then at the end, there's probably a follow-up task I'm going to have to do. So I think that makes it really abundantly clear when you put yourself in the other person's shoes going, oh, it kind of makes sense when you put it like that. That does sound like a horrible experience for them. For you, you're trying to get going. There's no malice intended, right? You're just trying to like figure something out. But the people you want to reach out to, they have a million other things on their plate. So they don't want like more jobs to do. So I'm going to tell you how you actually increase your chances dramatically. You do the work initially, and then you come to them with a specific question. That's number one. Number two, get introduced by a mutual acquaintance. That is how I secure a huge amount of my podcast guests. A little bit of a insider baseball behind the scenes secret there. I'll ask people to refer people on to me who I think would be good fits. That is also how you network really well. But again, you have to have one thing in mind at all times. You must value the other person's time. Value it at 10,000 euro per hour. That is how I would think of it. If you're asking someone to meet them, put a value on in your head going, this is going to cost that person 5,000 euro. And then it should instantly make you up your game, make you get to the point, make you understand that the phrase time is money is such a cliche, but in essence, a lot of the people you're going to meet, that's what it comes down to, right? If they're meeting you, they're forfeiting something else they could be doing, spending time with their family, working on their business, working on their hobby, getting fit, whatever it is. So networking is incredibly valuable, and you need to kind of replace that in your head with relationship building. I've met a lot of people who are serial networkers. They're like serial daters, right? They just love networking. They love saying, I meet 50 people last week. To what end are you meeting these people? You know, that's kind of like the scattergun approach of like, oh, if I just keep networking with people, I'll meet the right person, you know? It's not really a numbers game, especially when you're trying to solve a specific problem. And the people that will scattergun meet you, the chances are the value is not very high on the other side either. It's the people that are hard to meet. They're the people you want to be meeting, and they're the people that are high, high value. So let's recap really fast. Don't be vague. Don't ask for something with no specific question. Be super specific and be super open with what you're asking them for. Say, I want to ask you, how do I grow my podcast from 50 episodes to 300? I want to start a coffee shop with 50,000 euro in at loan. Be specific and make sure it's super relevant. Here is why I'm reaching out to you. I'm reaching out to you because I heard you on Gary's podcast and I'm having the exact same problem you had in your second year of business. Can you help me? More than likely, the answer is going to be yes, because you've given them the context as to why you're reaching out to them. You've given them a very specific problem they can solve because you know it's in their wheelhouse. You know they've solved this. You're not asking them to figure out your business model. How do I start a business? Hundreds of ways, John, hundreds of ways. So there are some really good tips as to how you should reach out to people. Never be transactional. Think very, very long term in all of this. Don't be transactional because don't like, you know, I'm going to take. Always be sound, be yourself, add value. What value can you give to them? It's absolutely fine to cold outreach to someone, but just be respectful. Give them the context. I saw your profile in the Sunday Times, found it fascinating. I'm in a similar line. I've been building something for 12 months. Don't reach out with just kind of like, oh, I'm thinking about starting a business like yours. No, don't do that. Don't waste their time. Have a very clear ask and why it's specific to them. Don't just ask for a quick call or a quick meeting, and give them an easy out. Give them a way to say no to you easily. If now doesn't work, that is 100% okay. I'll reach out to you again in the future. No response needed. Do that. Try that for the next 6 months and let me know what works. The number one key takeaway here is the quickest way to get introduced to high value, high quality people is to be unbelievably respectful of the other person's time. And the secret is get a warm intro from someone they already know. If someone warm intros me to someone and they have a very specific ask, chances of me meeting them are high 99%. Now, don't use this against me. Don't use this as like a superpower to bombard me with questions and stuff you want me to do for you. But that's honest, right? That's how I love meeting people from the podcast. And I love building a brilliant network. Because from the podcast, I've built probably one of the best networks in Ireland. But I guard that ferociously because I guard all those people's time ferociously. And I guard my time ferociously. I have a 9-month-old daughter. To be honest, most of the time, I'd prefer to be spending the time with her. Because when I'm on, I am super on. But when I'm off, I am now super off. So always put yourself in the flip side, on the other person's shoes, and realize they have a lot of the things they could be doing. And if they do give you their time, here is a couple of things you must do. If they give you a call or give you an email, thank them a couple hours later or the next day. Thank them straight away. Say, look, thank you very much for yesterday. It was really, really impactful. Thanks, Gary. And then here's the secret sauce of how you build a future network going forward. You follow up with them a couple of weeks later or a couple of days, depending on what happens. But you follow up with them and tell them what you did as a result of your meeting. What did you do? What was the follow-up? Because then they see you're an operator. They see you are the real deal. And they understand this person is not messing around here. And they are someone I want to add to my network. And that is the secret of building high-value relationship with a lot of high-value people. A little bit of different content today. Let me know what you think of this one. This was purely in response to the great feedback I got from last week's episode of Charlie Butler. Let me know if you'd like more content like this. I find it interesting to do, but sometimes it actually just doesn't even pop into my head that this is something people want to know about, let me know. I genuinely would love feedback on this episode, so do feel free to reach out to me about this episode specifically. And I will see you here again in a couple of days' time for a brand new episode. We have a super special one. We recorded this when I was in Marbella with Rob Lipset. It's going to be one of the episodes of the year. I'm going to make a strong prediction. Hope you enjoyed that chat. I will talk to you again in a couple of days' time. Have a great week.